The future of the mayor of Fall River, Jaisal Correa, remains in limbo this morning. The Fall River City Council adjourned last night before voting on whether or not he should stay in office. Correa is facing federal charges that he defrauded investors of roughly $250,000 into an app he was developing. WBUR's Simone Rios has more.
The day began with a press conference called by the 26-year-old mayor. Correa struck a defiant tone, ridiculing the allegations against him and pledging to continue to serve the city.
I will continue to every day show you
how hardworking your mayor, the mayor of the city of Fall River, is. And I will not resign.
Prosecutors say Correa bilked investors in a tech company he formed before he became mayor and used the money to fund a lavish lifestyle, including a Mercedes, as well as clothing and jewelry. Correa did not address those charges, and he refused to take questions from reporters about what happened with the money invested in his company. Instead, Correa attacked the federal investigators, disputing their claim about his social media app and saying the investigation was to blame for its downfall. Correa's defiance is resonating with some supporters in Fall River. Sue Mathias sees the mayor as a reformer who's going up against an old boys network that's now out to get him.
When Jaisal took over, he didn't want to play their games. And he opened the city to other developers all over the state. And so this really antagonized them to the point where they promised that they would bring him down. And they're not going to succeed because he is innocent.
We want you out!
It's not even there.
We want you out!
Protesters calling for Correa to step down gathered in front of City Hall in the afternoon. The demonstration preceded a special city council meeting where councilors debated whether they could remove a mayor who's been indicted on felony charges. Council Vice President Pam LaLiberty-Lebeau said with a 13-count indictment over his head, Correa cannot effectively lead the city.
As for not being able to focus on the business of the city, Thursday, Friday, Monday, and today, every day since the indictment, we have all been overrun with phone calls, emails, and text messages from all of the media that you see here tonight. The mayor's office was locked with police details out front. The city clerk's phones are ringing off the hook. How is business being conducted?
The council appeared set to vote on whether to put Correa on unpaid leave. But after two councilors objected, the council voted to adjourn and postpone any decision until its meeting next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Fall River.